Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live, your boy, Sadie J, and your girl.
Nice production.
What's up? I love sneaking things up on Nate sometimes, and today is not. This is one of those days where I'm sneaking things up on her. I love it. How are you doing today, Nate?
I'm doing good, doing good. How about you?
I can't complain too much, man. She's been a very fruitful week.
That's great.
But yeah, so I told Nate, sometimes I don't let Nate know things ahead of time. I just thought about her like a dartboard. And this is one of those shows where it would definitely be the same. I'm throwing a dart at her. Because we have a special guest tonight. So Nate, would like to know who that special guest is going to be?
In just
5 minutes.
I already know who it's going to be.
Who is it going to be?
Kanaya, Queen Love.
Oh, how did you know such things?
She just posted it on Facebook.
Ah.
Little sneaky sneaker.
I know. I always have things up my sleeve. I know. Tricky, tricky me. Yeah, so definitely, yes. And this will be her second time on the show. So sometimes I'm always trying to think that through. And I was like, who, have I had a person on the show before? And I was like, I knew I'm not crazy, at least not that type of crazy, that I know I had you on the show before. Right. I said, I really remember, and I was like, I kind of remember the time of the conversation. That's why I was driving me so nuts. And yeah, she concurred that I was not crazy. She was definitely on the show before, so yes. Well, yeah, so definitely got a lot to talk with her about the Je Suis La Mode. We're going to see if I said it right. She's going to definitely correct me today. So yes, we'll be talking to her about that. As well as Queen Love models and other products she has coming up. So definitely stay tuned. So it's somebody that me and Nate love dearly. So, you know, that was one of the reasons why I stuck it past Nate. I was like, how can I mess with Nate today? That's always my goal. How can I mess with you today? Yes. Yes, so anyways, yeah. We also got, of course, you know, we also do our segments. Seduction 101 with Nate will be coming up in the show, as well as my illustrious segment known as Crickets of the Week. And I definitely got something for y'all, so y'all definitely stay tuned for that. And, I've been on Clubhouse this week. Like, so one of the things, like, the Android users just got the green light to be on Clubhouse like about a week or two ago. And so I got on like last week, and I didn't really like get on to it until like this weekend. And I would say it has been very, very, very fruitful thus far. A lot of network. The great thing is I get to have a lot of fun. But then also, it has been, like, very fruitful, too. I was like where I can joke around with people. They're also network heavy. So, definitely, it is a blessing for sure. And so, yeah. And shout out to other rooms, House of R&B, to hang out in, Undesire to Inspire, Creme de la Clubhouse, Rob's House, India Elite. Make sure I didn't forget anybody, because I want anyone to kill me about forgetting runes. And like, why'd you shut us up? I did do bad. I named the main rooms I'm using. So yes, check me out. You follow me on Clubhouse, Fetty J Dust. You'll be able to see the other link of me in the rooms I'm in. And definitely chop it up. So yes. Anyways, Queen Love's about to come on in just a moment. While we do that, I also wanted to go ahead and remind you guys that this weekend we'll be dropping. Usually, I'm only mentioning one magazine. I'm dropping two magazines. So we'll be dropping, and which I'm kind of. I don't want to give away one because that's part of the interview. So I won't give away the other one, but I will tell you one. Human Canvas Magazine, issue 79. I will be dropping this weekend, so stay tuned for that. And then we'll be doing a magazine release party for that same issue next Friday. So I'm excited. A lot of great stuff coming up. And definitely a blessing. And I know, Nay, I know not without giving it away, I know you got a lot of new stuff coming up too. It's definitely been a blessing to be able to kind of gear up to help you with some of those projects.
Definitely. Some stuff is in the works.
And as you said, Nate, as you said the other day, I think it was yesterday, you said a phrase, you were like, shout out to celebrities that have quote-unquote products that they don't even use.
Definitely. I hate when people sell products they don't even use. Like, what?
Yeah, Nate says she gonna get all the way behind her brand, and she's gonna use the same products that she is pushing. Cause hell, if you can use it, then you can endorse it better. You know, it feels a lot more. People know that you're not just throwing something out there on people that you wouldn't use on yourself.
Right.
Hmm. So yes. Also, man, another thing I noticed this week in the midst of stuff, like some people are just really, how can I put this in a nice way? I'm trying not to be ugly, but some people are just ungrateful, man.
Right.
I'll put it that way. I'm just ungrateful. And I just watch how people are. Like, and not even just that, like, my main pet peeve are people who are just not, who just don't pay attention to detail very well. Like, and this not even, this is like a bonus Crickets of the Week right here. This wasn't even my Cricket of the Week, but I had to get on this rent. I am so tired of these delivery people. And you literally write a novel on how to get to you, and they still F it up. Like, I'm like, bruh, how do y'all sit and do it? I literally write a novel in the goddamn directions, and I'm like, oh, I don't know what to go. No. I told you where to go. And then I'm on the phone breaking it down. I'm like, you going to get it when I'm on the phone breaking it down? Get the hell out of here. But that's just the extra Crickets of the Week. That was just not even the one. Because the one I got today, they bad. It's interesting. All right, well, we got a special guest in the building. Welcome to the show, my girl, Queen Love. What's up?
What's up?
So welcome back.
Girl.
Actually, welcome back to the show, because you have definitely been on it before.
Yes. It's been a long, and when I say long, a long 6 months for me. I've put together a first-time fashion show in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yes, congrats, I'm in town.
Mm-hmm. And it's called Just Sweet La Mode, which a lot of people don't know, I took French back in school, and it's called.
Yes, I said it right. Because I was like,
yeah,
because I took French back in school too, and I was like, hope my friends did not let me down, because I thought I had, like, I know I got it right.
Yeah, and it's I am fashion in French. So it's been very big. The concept of our show is to, because it's me and GFB, Grind Forever Entertainment, who also is putting it together. And the concept of it is to stop the discrimination on people's bodies, saying that just because you're a plus size, you can't model, or saying just because you're a size zero or a negative one, you can't model. And just because you're a certain color, you can't do certain things or wear certain clothes. So the show is signaled towards that, to help people come out of the shell of saying, okay, just because I'm not a supermodel with a whole lot of surgery, I can actually be a model also being a mom, because I'm a mom of five. So definitely at any age you can model.
Exactly. And I was – and see, you got to touch something, because what I noticed is, yeah, like – I love how, because a lot of times I feel like a lot of people only mention the size as far as the plus size, but everyone has the petite, the very petite models, they catch a lot of flack too.
Right, because I used to be real skinny,
right.
Y'all. Before I got a fat ass, I used to be skinny as hell.
Oof. Still... Wait, now you got a fat ass? No way.
Hell, let's not do the capping tonight. Let's not do the capping tonight, because you know what it is.
I mean, you got a little bit of pressure, a little bit.
That's not a little bit. That's not a little
big
bit.
Big pressure.
Not a little bit.
Pressure. Kanaya met me when I was 19 years old. She seen how skinny I was.
She was skinny.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
She don't gain so
I remember
weight.
How skinny
yeah,
she was.
Definitely gained some weight.
Mm-hmm. They were sleeping on little Eve.
Oh yeah, they was, but I had thought I knew she had it. So
they woke up now. Shit.
I know, now they blowing your DMs
up to the phone, breaking their phones and trying to get a new one.
But
I can wait. This fashion show is about to be lit.
Yes, it's cool. I'm excited because my sister's coming.
Like, so how many people are in the, like, how many designers are in the fashion show?
We have 14 designers, and each designer has 10 models.
Nice.
In all. So it's a big, huge fashion show. Every designer picked their own music. I gave every designer the liberty to do that, because a lot of the designers put their heart of whatever music they were listening to when they were sewing, putting the fabric together. And I felt like it brought more of a them to the audience than them just seeing a couple of models just walk through and they're like, ooh, that is just so feng shui or whatever. It gave them that time to sit there and say, oh, okay. Man, I'm feeling that, man. That song really goes with that. Like, oh, man, there's a lot of designer clothes that I've seen already. I got a sneak peek of a couple of people's outfits. And when I say these outfits and the songs they pick, oh, it's amazing. It's amazing.
So, like, as far as with this fashion show, like, what do you look for? What do you aiming to do further going from this project?
I want to start spreading it around the world, because the fashion show is not only about to stop the discrimination of different shapes and sizes of the model industry. It's also there because I have an aunt that passed away from COVID recently, and she devoted herself during COVID to make by hand. When they ran out of all the masks, she made by hand over 500 masks for the children's hospital.
Nice.
And she helped out all those children, and then she passed away from COVID. So the money that I'm getting for the show, a lot of people probably feel like it's going to my pocket or anything. No, I'm paying all my production. I'm paying all the people, not the discounted price they want to give me. I'm giving them the price that if I was somebody else off the street as well, because I want to invest and help out my own people and people that have businesses that right now a lot of people are not going to. But also I'm doing a children's foundation called the Deja Banks Children's Fund to help a child entrepreneur. I'm a single mother of five. So if any mothers or fathers who have kids that have an interest in becoming a designer or becoming an engineer, it's hard working a 9-to-5, paying the bills, investing in the business that you're trying to do to get your kids into college, and then your child wants to also have their own small business, so now you have to work even harder to help them. So the foundation is made to help those parents or any child that is having a hard time getting themselves their business started because of money situation. So we're actually donating to a child entrepreneur that nobody had to submit an application. We've been watching on Facebook and Instagram and seeing children working that parents just post just to be posting because they're loving parents. And we're just picking a child off the blue and just giving them the money without them even knowing that it's coming.
That's what's up, man. Like, and a lot of people don't realize, too, like not that you're doing it for that motive, but when you give back, it operates, the energy reciprocates itself back to you.
Right. And it actually makes me feel, I feel like the energy that comes to me once everything, once Saturday comes, the energy I'm going to have afterwards is going to make me feel like, hey, I'm helping. But for a while, I mean, when COVID happened, a lot of us felt like we were hopeless and couldn't help anybody or couldn't even help ourselves. But I feel like this is the beginning for the community and the world to see, like, somebody actually really does care about me and my family, and they don't have any motives behind them.
That's what's up. I said another thing I wanted to bring up and throw it to Nate. Let her chatter, chit-chat. I actually got the opportunity to work with you for another project tied to this. Kind of tell people more about that. As far as of the magazine.
Oh, yes. So we decided to do a program for our fashion show. A lot of fashion shows get the program. But we are now launching a magazine called the Je Suis La Mode Fashion Show Magazine. And, of course, Seti was the one that was able to put that together for me, which I am in love with.
Yep.
It, by the way. I can't wait to see the final project. So that's going to be excellent. And, of course, huh?
I know. So, yeah, I'm agreeing with you. Yes, yes.
Oh, so it's been amazing with that. So it's going to be a magazine, and the magazine is actually going to be part of the Je Suis La Mode Fashion Tour. Every city we go to is going to have their own magazine, and models are going to be able to submit for the cover of the magazine, and they also get pages in there.
Nice. Yeah, I like that. And I would say, man, because I've helped other brands put this up together. I would say for this one, it's been interesting because I felt like in a sense I've been more involved. I feel like I've been way more involved with this project more than I have for other magazine people I've helped with. And I say, like, what you doing this has actually pushed me in a good way. Has pushed me to kind of like, because there's other magazines I want to launch, but I'm always like, okay, can I do multiple magazines at one time? And by you having me do this, you show me, yeah, you can do it, Seti. It's not impossible.
Yes, nothing's impossible. Impossible is just a wall you can knock down.
Period.
Yes. Anyway, Nate, I'm going to let you chatter, chatter, chit chat.
Okay, okay. It's Nay Seduction, Big Nay. Big motherfucking Nay. Okay.
Big Nay. Oh my God.
Okay, Queen Love. So what made you want to do this fashion show? Like, what made you want to put your own show together?
Actually, my modeling team is the reason why. A lot of people know me for back having a modeling team way back when and stopped.
Royal Queen.
After doing the, yeah, the Royal Queen, which is my original queen.
Definitely.
And I had a lot of models that sat there that came to me. I did a big power shoot here, which was free to the public. I paid for the photographers to come out from Atlanta. I had some amazing photographers from Chattanooga, KT Images, amazing photographer here in Chattanooga. Divine Photos was out here and invited a modeling group that works for Bonner Brothers. And it was free to the public. So a couple of girls came out. Well, after that, it was kind of like a pause. And the girls started coming to me, was like, hey, do you have a modeling management team? And they can tell y'all, I was like, no. Mm-mm. Yeah. I remember back in Royal Queen time. Oh, hell the fuck no.
Right.
And,
too much drama.
Right. The females, y'all, if you know anybody with management team, man, you need to tip your hat off to them because the stuff they go through, I tell y'all. But I sat there and they came to me and I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to help these women that want to be models because I hate seeing people go through schemes. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do this one more time. And the models came to me and said, we want to get booked for fashion shows. And if anybody knows my team, I range my females from a size 0 to a size, hey, you can be a 5-ton woman, and I will market you to be a model, dead serious. I don't have any 5-ton women, so if they want to come, I mean, I'm interested. But anyway, they made me realize that maybe I should start putting shows and shoots together just so my girls can get into them and they can get the experience and they can teach them how to be a model, how to walk, what to look at, how not to be scared. I can, if they can make a mistake in front of me, and I'll correct it nicely, but there's directors that won't. So that was really what caused the start of the fashion show to really get it started. Got a couple of ideas from a company that was in Atlanta that was interested in being a part of it, that gave a little direction, and it bloomed from there.
That's what's up. Because tell people, like, how hard it is to manage a group of models.
Whew, it is hard. I would say the hardest part is the emotional connection you get with the girls or the guys, because I have guys on my team, too. From the different attitudes, from the different how I feel, it's stressful. It's really stressful, but it teaches you as a person how much of a caring person you are. Sometimes it'll keep you up at night. Like, I can't remember when the last time I got a full night's rest. Even going on a team vacation to Miami, I was still up in my brain, like, okay, we got a fashion show. We got to find out, okay, does she have a photo shoot? Let me make sure she got a photo shoot. And it's expensive, very expensive, I would say. Didn't know that it would be this expensive, but, I mean, it's worth it. And I love my girls. We became more of a family than we have a team. So it makes it a lot easier because I can tell them things and they'll be like, okay, Queen, I understand. Okay, Queen, you're not just saying it because you're being an asshole. You're saying it because you've seen it somewhere. So, hey, I'm taking your direction. And, I mean, it's amazing. So it's stressful, and at the same time, it's amazing all at once.
That's what's up. Now, to all the females that's listening and want to get into modeling, what advice would you give them?
I would say first, believe in yourself.
That is the number one key, no matter what people tell you, what people have against you. Keep the faith in yourself, because you are all you got in the end. You are born by yourself, and you will die by yourself. So if somebody doesn't like you, don't make it shut you down for your career. Keep pushing, because there's people out there that's going to be there for you. Two, scammers are out. They are out. Have somebody with you at all times, no matter if it's a shoot or if it's a video shoot, if you're just going to do a meet and greet, have somebody that can either represent you or that you can trust as like a mom or a boyfriend or uncle that can be a person there to make sure you're safe. Even if they sit in the car, have them there because there's big scams out. There's one that's now that's hit huge, brought in 4 celebrities, and about 400 women was involved, and about 40 women was in Los Angeles with no way home, and one model went missing. And it's real strong. Make sure you look into things. If there's a lowercase I inside of a sentence, somebody from a big company is not going to do that. If it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. Talk to people around you about people to find out, you know, their experience. I know some people will say negative things, but if they have a story about that person that is not dealing with swindling you or hurting you or anything like that, find out yourself how they are and move. I mean, you have to take care of yourself and protect yourself and get a license to carry, definitely. Three, build a circle around you that is full of people of entrepreneurs. They're not going to look at your dream as being crazy, because it's not crazy at all. Everybody has different dreams, and everybody has different roads, and you're the only one that can drive that road. And so if they say it's crazy, it's not. It's your dream. It's what you have, and that dream can turn into a career to make you money. And last, have fun. Have fun and get some rest when you can, because sleep is a need. I definitely missed that memo back in my 20s.
Definitely. That's some great pointers. Of course, being in the industry and being in the industry, how long you have been in it and how long I've been in it. So that's definitely some great advice, because a lot of these men are predators, you know, trying to prey on these girls, and you know, some of them be young, so you know, they don't know no better. They trying to get in where they fit in, and they forget to do their research.
Right.
That's definitely a fact, and it's so sad, because I know it's a model from Atlanta. I believe she's still missing.
Yeah,
so, and I think she's been missing since last year, so, and I don't think she ever been found, but that's some real ass shit.
Right.
Because sex trafficking is definitely very much real.
Super real. It's not a joke. I mean, until a personal experience I had, I didn't really think scams got that deep. But when people don't care and was risking, they don't care about your life and they just care about their money pockets, it gets serious. It does.
Definitely, and it's sad that it got to be like, you know, how it is, but at the end of the day, us women, we definitely got to protect ourselves, and not all these men is bad, which it make it hard for the next man that's real serious about what they do.
Right.
Which is sad, a sad reality, but it is what it is. And then it's a lot of women, you know, who be on the same shit that our predators doing it for the next man, trying, you know, a lot of these men, they send women to do the dirty work. So definitely got to be careful with that as well.
Yeah, couples are doing it too.
Definitely. So sickening. If you can change one thing about the modeling industry, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a hard one. One thing, because I've changed a couple of things, to be honest. Let's see. That's a hard one. I mean, because I would change so much because of the fact of so many things are going wrong in the industry. That one really made me think. I'm really stumped.
That's what we do here. We make people get stumped around here.
Let's see. Okay, I'm going to just pick one. I would change. I would change some of the way that, I don't know, clubs do for models. There we go. Instead of just having, I know a lot in Atlanta, they just ask people to come to a party in their section. I think the people that come to party that get asked, like, in groups, get, like, a big group break without them having to beg.
Right, because you're asking me to come.
Right. Why don't you bring, like, 5 or 6 girls? And it's bad in Atlanta. A lot of other places do pay. But I think that should be something that's changed. I mean, that was one, like, probably, like, on the smallest thing on my list. But it's, but yeah.
Yeah, that's real, though. Because a lot of these people, they don't be wanting to pay for real.
Mm-mm.
They want you to come out and sing in the club all night.
And won't let you leave early either.
Exactly, like.
I'm old.
Well,
I think
really,
a lot of
wait,
first
wait. There's people that tell you, y'all can't leave. Because that's crazy. I never heard of that. They want you to get there early, you got to stay there all night?
Yes, they want you there all night to make sure their section stay looking full. Now, I understand, like, when it's a real good night and it's pumping, but if it's dead and you want me to get there early, like, not saying earlier than, like, 10 o'clock. I'm talking about, like, 8 o'clock when the club opened and the waitresses are still trying to get there to work. And you don't want me to leave until 3 a.m. and there's nothing going on? Man, just so it can look like it's full. I understand the concept, but get the videos beforehand because you know it's coming at the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes
and like, if you want me to stay all night, you need to be make sure that you paying some good money.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Hospitality goes a long way too.
It does. But
some people
they just
act like they don't want to. They just leave you on the back burner and don't even. And it's like, all right, whatever, fend for yourself.
Yeah. I see that. I think the one that's getting a lot of people now is they'll invite you and then tell you what kind of bottle that you can have. Like, you can't order nothing but that one bottle. And that's it.
Like, what? What if you don't drink that?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't drink Hennessy in public. That's a private drink for me. And
girl,
if I got to
okay.
drive 2 hours home, it's not happening. But a lot of promoters would do that, and then they get mad at us when we say, hey, for you to book us, it has to be this amount for this many girls, because a lot of us are paying for our own gas to get there, especially if it's a group coming
and
from out of town.
You gotta pay for makeup and shit, too, right?
And makeup is $65 per face, depending if you're having glitter or not.
And it depends on who the makeup artist is, too, because, honey.
Right. Hair by itself is $300. Okay, no, my last wig was $520. And to put it on was another $150. And my nails and my feet, that's $150.
So come on now, it ain't cheap now. Come on now. They need to be
and
understanding
this. The outfit by itself, and don't let it be a Louis bag with it. Yeah, so, yeah, we racking up a whole. Ruth Chris can't even put that together.
Mm-mm. I pay damn mind. I hate that when they be trying to act cheap and shit. Like, no, keep that same energy. Because you trying to act like you that nigga in the club, and you really not.
And don't invite us to a strip club, because then you really in trouble.
Facts. Because then you got to give us money to throw, because I'm not throwing my own damn money.
Right. So unless you buy fat ass. That's the one thing. If she can do a couple of tricks on that pole, I might pull about $200 or $300 out my bank. just so I can throw it on just her. But it has to be a real good strip club. It has to be. I mean, she better be able to go fly same, not that stuff.
Sadie, you got any other questions?
I do.
Before I give my final question.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna put her on the spot. hot seat question. When are we finally gonna get Queen Love in the Dallas Fort Worth area? It's the same question I asked me. I want to ask you that too.
It is actually coming soon. It's coming. We're actually in the process of planning one of our stops there for the Jasula Mode tour. So it's coming. We're trying to get it to where it's going to be a winter. So, I mean, does it snow out there? That was my blonde moment.
Is it? You said this. It snows occasionally. Like, doesn't really snow. Like, right now, we've been dealing with a bunch of rain, but for the most part, it's usually hot as hell out here.
Okay, so never mind. I can't do a winter. I mean, but I can do my horse shoot there. Give it a nice concept. And then we can do a whole...
Yeah, it's a lot.
Okay. So we can, yeah.
It is a lot of places. I stay by the art, like, and I stay right by the art district. So, like, man, it's so many things you do. And, like, there's a store I go to that's down the street from me. They take so much of my money. Fort Worth Camera, all they do is take my money. Like, y'all need to give me an endorsement. I'm sick of giving y'all my money.
We need endorsements. Please, endorsements. We need to pay for that.
All I do is go in there and just give them my money. I'm like, oh. And a lot of times I go there for one thing and I come out with two. I'm like, I'm sick of this. Sick of it. I yell at them every time I go in there. I'm sick of y'all crap. Oh, I'm coming in for one thing, leave with two.
That's
mm-hmm.
so funny.
It's like fashion over for photographers. That's the perfect way to put it. Fashion over for photographers.
Because they be hitting me at the wrong time when they talk about, we're going to do 50% off. And I'll be like, oh, I'm just going to get one. And then I'll order like 15 outfits. Knowing I ain't got nowhere to wear.
Okay.
Sure, I just brought some on Amazon today and just got it at my door right before the show.
Ooh, I got something too for the show. I can't wait. I ordered my first set of white.
I got me a nice outfit for the fashion show.
For that red carpet.
For the red carpet, honey, you know, gotta look my best.
Oh my!
Oh, yeah.
Oh my! All right, so Nate, I'm dying to see what this last question because. Because I want to see how Nate's going to change that because she's answered it before. So you might, I don't know, you might have to take it up a notch on that. If you're asking the question I think you're asking.
Uh-oh.
You might have to take that question up a notch.
Okay, Queen Love, you know, on this show, I always ask every guest this question. And just because you my sister don't mean you excluded, so...
Oh, shit.
That don't mean you excluded. So, where's the craziest place you ever had sex at?
Ooh, okay.
I know you a preacher's kid and all, but you know y'all preacher's kids be some freaks.
Oh, sure. They the main ringleaders. Don't be fooled.
Let's see here.
Because I'm preaching kid, they said they changed the meaning of when blessings come up, when praises come up, blessings come down. They changed
matter
the meaning.
Matter of fact,
that
I'm gonna watch that movie tonight, The Preacher's Kid with what's her name? I'm gonna have to watch that tonight.
Uh oh. Let's see, where is the craziest place? No, that ain't crazy. That's basic. Dang, that's a hard one. That is a hard one. See, y'all keep stumping me. That's not fair.
No, I mean, We're journalists. That's what we do. We like to put people on the spot.
Man, that's a hard one. Okay. I'm going to just throw one out there at a club.
At a club? What's on the dance floor?
Okay. You didn't say which one I had to name.
Yeah, sometimes we probe the question. When you just throw it out there like that, we got to probe the question.
It was like a VIP thing. Like, we was, like, going out on, like, me and I was just going out, hanging out. And it was just one of those moments where I was like, okay, you know what? I'm drunk. Fuck it. Yeah, I think that was the crazy.
So it was like in a VIP booth?
Yeah, but we came out of VIP. I mean, it wasn't really VIP booth, because when I hear VIP, I'm thinking, like, secluded away, like there's a man at the door saying, do you have a pass? It wasn't one of those. It was like a regular kind of, they called it VIP, but I don't call it VIP.
It was in the open, it sounds like.
Right.
Okay. Freak-a-leak.
Okay, freak a leak.
That's why I got 5 kids.
Mhm. What's your sign?
A Virgo.
Oh yes, you are a fellow Virgo. You are. I was trying to tell people don't sleep with those Virgos. We got the Scorpios are the only ones that got it in them.
Look, don't sleep with the Scorpios.
Hey, I turned them Scorpios out. They think they're doing something until I turn their behind up.
Oh, we definitely be doing something.
I don't know. I have my Scorpio, and my Scorpio alone completely just got me like, yeah, he getting married to me. He ain't got no choice. He don't know it yet.
Oh, my goodness.
He's stuck for the rest of his life.
If it's period. Up, then it's stuck. If it's up, then it's stuck.
Yep. Period. It's going to be a face in the case.
I can't wait to pop out with this one. Okay.
Oh, yeah. When this one comes out, the world is going to be shocked. But I like giving surprises sometimes. Surprises are amazing.
Sex in the club is fun. Yeah, I agree. Sex in the club was fun.
See?
Yeah, I've done it before. I'll give away some stuff. It's just saying, because when you have worked in a club for a bit, you have different clubs are set up different ways, and you can get away from some stuff.
Yeah, I have noticed that. I have noticed that. I need to buy me a club.
I know.
Me and Nick got a club. I don't know if I'm going to be there tonight. That's required. I might not show up.
Right. Definitely ain't going to be there tonight.
No, and that's why, shameless plug, on the spot I'll be at on Fridays and Sundays, Rumors, like, it feels dope because, you know, I'm so used to clubs give me carte blanche to do what I want to do. And, yeah, it's like that all over again. So I love when they do that. Some of these ones that are so, they got so much red tape. And you're like, man, like, I can't really pop off the way I want to unless you let me do my thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nay is always sneaky on these questions.
Well, I'm always sneaky on these questions.
You're always sneaky. Well, this is a question, but I want you to stick around for our last segment. So we already got you this long anyway. We might as well keep you to the end of the show. So I got my segment, Crickets of the Week. Let me sign my crickets. Okay. Crickets of the week. crickets of the week. So my particular cricket for this week, I've been thinking long and hard. That's a just refuse of it. But anyways, I've been thinking long and hard, and I just like it's some people, man. I just don't get them. And this particular group for my crickets of the week this week, I feel like I bring this up a lot, but it is what it is. I don't, like, make your goddamn money and stop fucking fighting. I cannot stand. I don't care. I'm saying this on the record. Y'all know me. I don't give a fuck. I said it to people's face. They know how I feel about it. I don't get stripper fights. I think it's the dumbest thing in the world.
I
will tell you this. Especially when you get unnecessary shit. Like, make your fucking bag, man. The goal is to make the bag and go home.
Man, tag team.
Thank you. You see, you went exactly to the point. Because a lot of that's the biggest pet peeve is sometimes in order to make the money, it's going to take you to be Tina, because when it's a group of guys, yeah, a one girl can entertain a group of guys. And she, there's a way of her pulling off. But sometimes, if that other guy's bored, no one's over there, hell, you're gonna make it harder. And you might affect the money you was going to get from the one person you was on, because the other person going to be antsy and be trying to, oh, let's leave, man, let's leave. So you got to entertain all of them. So sometimes you might have to team up with somebody that's not necessarily your best friend or dance partner or whatnot. What always annoys me is, like just the whole money split thing. It'd be as simple as just give the money to the goddamn manager, let them count it so that it's done fairly. But no, you want to complain and, I don't know shit anything about that. Like, it's just stupid. And I mean, and then to go to the next level, when you're arguing with the manager, when you are completely, not even an inch, when you're completely in the wrong, that annoys me. That annoys the hell out of me. I don't get that. Like, I've been seeing these girls be arguing with managers and stuff, and the stuff they argue about is out of control.
Yeah, I think I saw one. And I learned that if you double team, you ain't got to twerk as hard.
Right.
Like, it makes it easier for you at the end of the day because you ain't got to twerk so hard. You can sit there and you can take a break and nobody noticed it, because while she doing her thing, she getting some money. You can sit down, have a sip, because so-and-so old dude want to holler at you real quick. And then you can sell a VIP for both of y'all, and both of y'all get that bread together. Man, don't let me be a house mom. It'd be up with.
Facts.
And here's the interesting thing happened just recently. So our governor, in the wonderful, and I use wonderful in different ways, decided that he was going to go ahead, let me go ahead and sign a new cricket for it, because this is Governor Abbott. You've been doing the most, sir. I don't know what Governor Abbott. I don't know what Governor Abbott has against women, but man, everything he does is about fuck women. Now he's cracking down on abortions. We got, like, it's out of control, the laws about abortions. So yeah. So basically, you're saying a person get raped. That's a lot. That's just, oh, you just killed me with that. So you're allowing, so you're cracking down over the top of abortions. Then your next thing was, hey, let me make it to where if you're under 21, you can't work in the strip club, not even as a waitress.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Not even as a waitress. Now, It's weird because I understand the argument. I understand all the mix of arguments because on one standpoint, it goes back to what you were talking about earlier. That's why I kept this as a great segue to what you were talking about earlier in the show. You were talking about how you're going to get, you know, as far as sex trafficking and whatnot. And in a sense, a lot of times it tends to be a lot of child sex trafficking going on in the strip club industry. It's very much so, or sex trafficking in itself. Oh, yeah. And they usually, the people they usually go after are usually about the age of 18 to 20 because they feel they're more impressionable. So, yeah, I get that. I get that to agree. I get that's what you're, that's part, in part what it's for. But on the flip side of that, we can't damn everybody because of that. Everybody is not, that's not the case. That just means y'all need to police the stuff more. Instead, like, their answer is just punish the girls who are 18 to 20 who are going there making their money. And I know some people are like, well, they shouldn't be thinking about doing that stuff till they're at least 21. Well, right. A lot of the girls are taking this money early on, and they're investing in business early on. They're taking this money they're investing to their college because sometimes the college is going to put, you know, the financial aid is not going to pay for everything. And hey, I know as a college student, man, you got to struggle. So in order to not struggle, you got to make other money. You got to find other means to make money. And so, hell, a lot of girls go to stripping because, hell, it's fast money a lot of times.
Right.
I think on this, and I say, Nate is going back with Nate's story. Like, Nate will tell you, he'll tell you all the time that she was there for a short stint. And I'm just thinking about if she stayed in Texas and they pulled that stunt when she was dancing at that time, and it was in today's time that law. At the end of the day, everybody's destiny is going to happen. Everybody's destiny is going to happen. But how would that have affected Nate had they pulled that stunt on her?
Mm-hmm.
Her journey would have been so much changed the way her journey went. Yeah.
Every woman has thought about it at any given time. I mean, a lot of women like to say, no, I haven't thought about it when I was young. But, I mean, when you sat there and you've been through certain things, and you get that, you swear your paycheck is supposed to be $1,000, but all of a sudden it came in and it was only like probably like $700, and you forgot that they take out for insurance, and you got bills coming.
Right.
You don't sit there and thought about a quick way to make money, because, I mean, it's the quickest way to make money. It really is.
Definitely real quick.
You can walk in, get $35, come out with $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's sometimes it's not even just that. Like, I don't know, some people just don't want to hear. Like, they judge when it's about this. But sometimes some people, they like doing it because they just like doing it.
Mm-hmm. And it's a free exercise.
So, yeah, it's an expression of their inner sensual being. That's how some people are. How old it is, but the moment you start, like, it's like so many lawmakers are against that. Like, we're trying so hard to police sexuality. It's driving me insane.
But at the same time, letting it be seen, because I swear, when I was younger, and I'm old. I'm starting to believe I'm old. I've already had physical therapy for sleep alone, so I'm old. But like, they show more of the sex now on TV than they did back then.
Man.
And girls going at that age, I mean, they're pushing it more now, but then getting mad at the young girls for sitting there saying, hey, I want to know how to pole dance. I mean, when we were younger, there was such a thing as a pole dance class. You dance on the light pole and you got your ass whooped.
Okay. Facts.
So it's like, I mean, they can't discriminate or fault the girls at the age of 18 now or then. I mean, because a lot of these women are seeing their families go through hard times. It helps pay for college. College is expensive. College is on almost most of Americans' credit score, and they know that you're not going to be able to pay that. I mean, come on now. A paperback book is, what, $400 to tell me about something that's going to come out your mouth and I'm not going to read the whole book? Like, they got to realize for us to get a better into the economy, like get these good jobs, lawyers, they have to have money, and nobody wants to pay those loans. So those loans might be $5,000 today, but then you go through school for 4 years, and next thing you know, that $5,000 turns into $20,000, and that interest rate is a killer. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they can't fall. I mean, putting a law on it, I mean, I understand you're trying to stop sex trafficking, but, like, early, like I said, there's people that's doing sex trafficking with just doing scam with paying celebrities to push a flyer. And they're getting paid sex trafficking. So what are you going to put a stamp on the law and say, oh, you can't be a model until you turn 21? Like, okay, so that means
okay,
I can't watch Disney now?
Right.
There's no Disney and Nickelodeon because my kids are not going to be watching no BH1 or no Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, it's just crazy. You know, like you said, it's just, you can't, like, you just, it's just over-the-top policing. And it's like, really, to me, we're all we're doing is just putting a Band-Aid on the problem and not actually solving the problem.
Right. And I think they're really doing it because, I mean, that's untaxable money that's being given. That's probably...
Exactly.
I would say that would be the main issue for them because most of... Okay, not most. All of your dancers are untaxable money. So when they file their taxes, they can put everything they do in that club on their taxes as a regular job. It's called self-employment, an independent contractor.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
to them, they're seeing that they're missing out on money. They're mad that you have an 18-year-old girl making $100,000 or making probably like $1,000 a night at a strip club, and they're over there busting their butt, sitting there and pushing paper. I'm starting to feel like it's more of a jealousy of how they got there kind of thing. I mean, I can make money $1,000 anyway. You can give me some lashes, and I can spend, do
that.
That
part.
But it's really starting because it's untaxable. Those girls are coming straight out of high school, going straight in and making more than their parents and buying them Lamborghinis and big houses. So that's probably one of the main issue of it.
But the thing is, too, which I've already seen happen, sometimes it puts these girls in dangerous positions now that you just snatch that from them overnight.
Oh, yeah. It makes it a big issue. Because they don't see the trickling effect of what it causes. But they also really don't care.
Mm-hmm. So,
That leaves us with
the
final...
I mean, they about to start getting fake IDs. It's easy to get a fake ID.
Maybe they've already started working on that.
They about to start getting fake IDs because they can get real IDs. But it's going to be fake, so where's a different date of birth, but it'll still be a real valid ID that they can use.
Right.
And it will still look like them. They year just go change on it.
May, they already, people are already starting to do that.
I'm sure they is. <it.
laughs> But what are they going to start making everybody have a dancer's license, a valid dancer's license?
Yep.
They don't do that in Indiana. You ain't got to have no license to be a dancer. That's something
you don't have to right here. In Texas, you don't need one either.
What? In Chattanooga, we have to have... Well, this is how they do it. They'll do the... You can dance for a couple of nights, but after a couple... I think your fourth night there, you have to go to Chattanooga Police Department and get your license to dance for that year for that club, because they like here they like to raid clubs. We're not allowed to show titties and alcohol at the same time. Like, it's illegal here.
Yeah, they tweaking on y'all. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. So the way they break ours down is, so if there's alcohol, you can't do full nude. If you have a bar, there's a bar somewhere, you can't do full nude. But you can take your top off. But if it's BYOB, you can be full nude. That's how they do that magic system.
They can't even do BYOB. We have one that is separated into two. It's one club, but it's separated in two. One side is your bikini side. You got your alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only bikini bar here in Chattanooga, or strip club, however they call it, that sells liquor. Only one. The other side, go walk from one door, walk outside, go back in, and that's your titty side. You only can show the breast. There's no alcohol, no water, no nothing over there. And then we have our VIP section where you go outside again to go into another door, and you can't even touch the girls. You got to sit on your hand, and they just get to tease you the whole time. So it's more like torture.
That's what's
up. They're strict.
They crazy.
Well, I'm going to throw on last segment to Nate. And then we were in the show. Nay, you got Seduction 101. Hit it.
This Seduction 101. I just want to say, when y'all see me in magazines or whatever, y'all in prison or whatever the case may be, and y'all just see me in a magazine, please don't DM me talking about you want to eat my pussy. Like, please stop. Please stop doing it. Please stop. First of all, it's not only disrespectful to me, it's disrespectful to yourself. Because, number one, that ain't going to even get you nowhere with me. Time about, you would eat my pussy till I cry, I scream, I cry, like, whatever the fuck. Like, stop it. Like, stop. Like, that shit is really annoying as fuck. I'm about to start blocking y'all ass. Like, y'all need to stop doing it. Please stop saying it. Like, and even if you... not in prison or whatever, if you just randomly send me in a magazine, please don't inbox, like, just inbox me and say you was looking good in your, in the magazine, whatever, like, you ain't got to do all that extra shit talking about when you go eat my pussy and you want to eat my pussy and all this and that, like, stop, because you looking real thirsty, like, niggas will eat anybody pussy at this point, that's how I feel, they will eat anybody pussy.
No, I don't use this liquor license, frivolously. This is just how I feel.
Like, I remember when, if a dude ate your pussy, you had to be special to him. Like, that's something, that was
right.
Something special, like, you know, between y'all. And that's the same with sucking dick. Like, I remember where a nigga had to be special for you to suck his dick. You just wasn't sucking any nigga dick. Like, now bitches just sucking any nigga dick who got money, and niggas just eating anybody pussy who got a fat ass and look good.
Man.
If I eat a chick out, I'm trying to snatch her soul and make her come back for some more. That's my plan.
Like, what happened? Like, a nigga that meet you on the first day and eat your pussy, like... damn, you just met me and you eat my pussy. That means you just be eating everybody's pussy.
Can't even take it out the car. Just be like, okay.
Like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all men got to do better. Like, y'all men have to do better.
Females,
like,
too, because not everybody
wants
to.
Oh, shoot. These women are just as crazy. I had a girl tell me, I had just got my... you know, because I'm this year I've been changing my hair a lot, and so I changed it to, I think the style I have. No, it was right before the style I have now. And this girl walked up to me, I kid you not, Nate, she said, that she told me that I look fuckable.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know how to take that. So, well, I was like, I don't know if it'll be flattered or disrespected.
y'all niggas is just fuckable. I mean, I said that to a nigga, like, you know, I had a sex with a nigga, like, yeah, I only fuck him,
because,
but I wouldn't make him like he's my husband.
Because
why did
I
not,
I felt I didn't do anything necessarily magical before. I did anything different. So why did I look fuckable then over any other time? Like, that was part of it, but I was like, it was just so crazy to see. Because I be talking all the time, like, people believe you, and I say, man, these girls just as freaky as we are. Because when
no,
I hear shit
fact.
Like that, like,
I mean, that's real. I mean, it's men out here that are husband material, and it's men out here that are just like, I'll just fuck you, that's it. Like, I just want some dick. And it's the same women. It's women out here that are wife material, and it's some women out here that's just fuckable. They just good for pussy. I mean,
yep, that's all it's
that's
for.
Real.
That's
real, though.
That is
right.
True.
I ain't gonna lie, I seen Bankroll Freddy Friday night. Shit,
yeah,
I got
I
a man, but I wanted to suck his dick. That man's so fine.
Look at you. Look at you.
I can't do that,
look
though.
Okay,
I got a man.
You
I couldn't grab his dick.
May just said
I wanted to grab his dick so bad.
Not even a struggle ago. May just said something about, y'all just want to suck anybody's dick out here. And May just
I mean, but did I do it, though? Did I do it? I could have did it, but did I do it? Did I act on how I feel? No, I didn't. Because I can control how I feel. I know how to control myself, right?
I'm
just not
going to
be out here sucking anybody's dick or fucking anybody because of what they got, who they is. And I have something, a man that's valuable, so I'm not going to fuck up what's valuable for something that's temporary.
But honestly, I can say because of me knowing you, even if you didn't have a man, I think you wouldn't be at that. I think you wouldn't have acted that thirsty either.
If I didn't have a man, I probably
would
have. I ain't going to lie. No cap. If I did not have a man, I would have grabbed his dick. I swear to God. The way he was looking at me, I would have grabbed that motherfucker.
He was looking at you like he was a great value.
He was looking at me like I was the last
item.
Supper. Shit.
Oh my God. I am so over him. I'm so over him.
She said he was about to be OD.
I swear to God, if I did not have a man, I would have fucked that man. I ain't gonna even lie. No cap. I keep it real. That's one thing about Nay. Nay go tell it. Like, I'm gonna tell the truth. I don't give a fuck who don't like it. Who feels some type of way? Yes, I would have fucked that man. I would have been a hoe for him tonight. No cap.
Nay, the hardest thing is trying to keep self control when you're single. It's the hardest thing in the fucking world. Because you just know I'm single, and I can, if I want to, I can snatch this off if I wanted to. But I'm like, okay, self-control. So, yes. I've been telling people, man, I don't, because some people, they had this, I've had these conversations all the time. Some people think I just be knocking down everything that be walking because I'm always around beautiful women, whether when I was working in the strip club or when as far as dealing with models. I'm like, bruh, like, that's what makes me different. Like, I don't have to fuck every chick in the world. I don't have that kind of, you know, like I always say, I don't have that kind of energy. In is just, too much. And I don't want to waste my talents. Like, These talents can just be wasted.
Facts.
Yep.
Just imagine your boyfriend or your spouse living in a whole different state than you. Like, I live in Indiana. My man lives in Georgia. Do you know how hard it is? I ain't had no dick since December. Like, do you know how hard it is? Shit, I need some dick.
That's what my man is.
Get you one of them toys.
I don't want no toy, okay? The toy is not the same feeling.
Toys don't work.
I don't want no tour.
I'm glad this show's recorded because I need women to say. I need some women out here to say that because some of the girls, I need a tie. I'm glad it's some real girls out here saying, some real women out here saying
shit.
That they.
Fuck
that
tour
only plays so. Like they say, that tour don't fight back.
It's so dumb. It don't make you break a head, boy.
That toy don't grab my neck and kiss me on my cheek while he deep in my gut. Shit, fuck.
Yeah, those toys don't work. Uh-uh.
It don't do it, okay?
That
shit,
was an unsatisfied person.
Shit, it don't do that.
It makes you work hard.
Right.
Arms be getting all muscular and shit.
No, for real.
All right. Anyways, now you got anything else for Seduction 101?
No, sir.
Oh, my God. She's too much. All right, y'all. Well, again, we want to welcome and thank Queen Love for coming to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Definitely fun. We appreciate you. Let everybody know how we say on the show, instead of follow, we say stalk. Because stalkers tend to, when you follow, you just press the follow button. But when you stalk, you follow your every move. So how can they stalk you?
You can find me on Instagram at TheRealQueenLove, or you can find me at QL_models with an S. I'm on Facebook as Nia Love, or you can find me on Infusion 420 on Black Ink Radio every Sunday at 4:20.
Period.
Well, everybody, if y'all miss any of the shows, y'all know we are on every major platform. There's no excuse. We are on iHeartRadio. We are on Spotify. We are on Apple Podcasts, we are on TuneIn, we are on Stitcher. No excuse to miss the show. We got you covered. So, yeah, definitely check us out. Of course, y'all can follow me, Fetty J Dusk everywhere. That leads to all my other pages. Busy weekend. We're dropping just Suisse Lamo magazine this weekend. We're dropping Human Canvas magazine issue 79 this weekend. And shoot, man, catch me at Rumors. Y'all know me. I'm at Rumors. Come check me out. I'll show you a good time. We get you effed up. And And y'all have any other announcements y'all want to make before we close out?
Well, I'll be in chat this weekend, Friday. I will be in Chattanooga, Tennessee, supporting my girl, Queen Love. And then Monday, I'll be in Houston. So I'll be in Houston Monday until Saturday, I'll be in Houston. You know, so that's
okay,
what I got.
Okay, see, now that I know that you're going to be here for a week, now I really have to figure out getting you out of here. One of these days, while you're here, I'm going to figure it out. So, yes. There y'all go. You have any other announcements you want to make, Queen Love, before we check out?
Just make sure y'all look out for the power shoot in Atlanta at the Pink Condo. Just hit me up on any of my Instagram platforms for the details. And let's make history happen.
Oh,
all right, y'all.
An announcement. Mm-hmm. Queen Love is a brand ambassador for Nay Seduction brand.
Yay.
Launching in November.
Nice, nice.
11/16, make sure on your calendar.
Period.
All right, that being said, y'all, we rolling on down around you and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a...
You... Or
an
A, there is a way.
Y'all to the episode of Life in the Dust Live, your boy Cindy J and your girl.
Nay Seduction.
And Nay, what's that public service announcement we give every hump day?
Oh, If you go home, please do it responsibly.
Hey, y'all follow me on Clubhouse, Sunny J Dusk. I wrestle the best rooms. We network and we laugh. All that in one sentence. See y'all. Peace.
Peace.